You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
When you're out there, it shimmers. Angel hieroglyphics. Some say divine physics. When you open the delivers, angel hieroglyphics, some say divine physics, devil clipped your ticket to.
That is Proteins of Magic with Divine Physics. We've got Proteins of Magic herself on the line. Kia ora, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good, thank you. I've just been to the dentist and I'm sitting outside stealing Starbucks internet here in Nashville.
Nice. It sounds like you've had an eventful day so far.
Yeah.
It is lovely to chat with you. You've got a brand new song out this morning, which is called Flesh It Out, and you've been really busy. You've been all over the world touring and playing music at some really exciting festivals like Primavera Sound. You are obviously in Nashville at the moment. What has the last 6 months looked like for you, Kelly?
It's been pretty transformative, I think. I feel like the last couple of years of starting Proteins of Magic has kind of been leading up to this point, just getting ready to release my EP. I've left the marriage I was in for 15 years, and lots of changes abound. So it's kind of challenging time getting through that, and I kind of stay creative and make music and release stuff as well.
That does sound like quite a lot to process. It feels like this as a project for you has always been a bit about catharsis though. Would that be fair to say?
I think that's very fair to say. On the live performance side and just in the recording side as well. But yeah, I was thinking about that the other night. I was playing a show and I realized that, because I have a therapist as well, and I always feel good after speaking with her, but after playing a live show that I feel has gone well, I always feel the best I can ever feel is always after it. So yes, it is cathartic.
That's such a wonderful thing, because, you know, making music can be quite, well, it is a labour, you know, it's laborious in that you pour a lot of yourself into a project, and it can be quite a vulnerable thing to then bring it to people. There's something about Proteins of Magic which feels like, I mean, it's in the name. There is a magic to it. There is some sort of like spell casting or something that you're doing when you're writing and performing these tracks. What feels like the, I guess, the world of this new EP, this new collection of songs? How is it different from, I guess, the early days of this as a project?
I think I have a clear vision now of what I want the production side to sound like. And also while I'm writing the song, clear direction there too, or at least how to harbour in the my lyrics and the narrative, and it's more focused, put it that way. And yeah, I'd say that's how it varies from my earlier work. Sort of feel like I've found my voice and found my way forward.
Totally. You have done some amazing shows. I've been following along on Instagram to see, you know, where you've been in the world and some of these audiences that you've been performing for. How has that kind of, I guess, getting back out there post-COVID or in this weird kind of era that we're in where everyone feels like they're stretching their legs for the first time in a long time, how has that changed the nature of the project as well?
But for me, COVID allowed me to sort of start the project in a way, because I moved to back to New Zealand with my son for a long time, and that was when I sort of started during the pandemic being able to be out and playing live. So even though it was bad situation in many other ways, it was good for me on the, you know, getting out there and playing music front.
Mm. With these big gigs, though, it looks like you've kind of taken the performance element even up a notch. And anyone who's seen you perform before, Kelly, will already know it's an amazing thing to behold. But what's it been like jumping on these massive stages and, you know, playing in new dive bars and new areas like that? Have you felt it shift, I guess, the nature of what it is that you're doing?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I feel like I'm a lot more comfortable. It's just when you have that comfort, no matter in what area, I guess, in your life, then I think things can blossom. And yeah, for me, it's all about feeling comfortable. And I do now, performing live. I am always a bit nervous beforehand, but once I'm up there, it feels like that's where I'm meant to be. I accept that, and I'm able to perform the best of my ability.
Yeah, totally. I'm super excited for when you come back to New Zealand and we get to see some more shows of yours. But tell us a wee bit about Flesh It Out as a song. Where's this one come from for you?
Well, it came from a life jam. But, you know, on reflection of it, it's sort of like the embodiment of a dream. I never had a night when I don't dream. And it feels like it held certain wishes of mine, especially I can see that now looking back on it, wishes for, you know, having a different and more emotionally fulfilling life, which I do now. So, yeah.
That's a beautiful framing for a song, and I think quite nice to maybe recognize that after it's been created or something, yeah. To sort of see it when you, you know, have the song there and be like, oh, that's what I was trying to get at, or maybe that's what was bubbling away.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't make itself clear until later on, but I've kind of got to trust in the process, I suppose.
Totally. Well, I think we should have a listen to Flesh It Out now by Proteins of Magic. When are you winging your way back to Aotearoa, Kelly? Have you got any plans for that yet?
Yes, October 7th, I will be there playing at Breeders Wine Bar. I've got one show there. I really wanted to fit one in amongst some Australian shows that I have lined up. And our tickets go on sale for that today, I believe, on Under the Radar. So I'm really excited about that small, intimate gig.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and so nice to get back to Aotearoa, I guess.
Well, we're looking forward to having you, and I would say don't sleep on those tickets, because Frieda's is a beautiful small space. They'll be disappeared before you think about it, so head to Under the Radar right now. Thank you so much, Kelly, for speaking with us. This is your brand new song, Flesh It Out.
Oh.
Happened to me living with the devil on a dime.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.